60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates. When you
wake up in the Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the happier happy hour, the Friday Eve edition, in deference to my little tan buddy back from break, going AWOL, comes back just in time for a difficult 2-day work week. Whew. I know, man. Gonna have to get used to that a little. Let's go to the phones. 844-967-2789. Callers do all the heavy lifting. He's got to ease his way back in the work week.
Right.
Bob from Northeastern Minneapolis. Hopefully listening on AM 950, KTNF, or the stream or somewhere. Welcome, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Howdy, howdy. Welcome back there, Dom. Thank you, sir. Listening to you on the app.
Nice.
It's all pretty slick.
Real Patriots listen on the Devil Radio app.
So, getting back to the last segment a little bit, I'm with Dom on this one and the whole impeachment thing, because you know that saying that goes, like, if your only tool in the toolbox is a hammer, everything looks like a nail, and if the only brain you have is like a CJ brain, everything's Joe Biden's fault. Well, when you've got a politician's outlook, everything is a political problem. Most people don't think like that. Most people are like, dude, that guy's guilty is sin. Prosecute him. And we're talking about Clarence Thomas, of course.
But I'm not clear what Clarence Thomas is specifically guilty of. He should have recused, but no one can make him recuse.
Yes.
He didn't break the law by not recusing. There's no law that compels him to recuse.
But
that's the point, Bob. If he didn't do it in this one case where it seems totally evident that was for his wife's benefit based on the information that has come out subsequently, how many times does he have to rule in favor of his spouse to hide her involvement in this and potentially his as well, Bob? How many times does that have to happen before it becomes an impeachable offense?
But you gentlemen know, both of you guys know, that Clarence Thomas knew he was the lone dissenter. He was the one in the 8-1.
Yeah, so there's no law against it.
His vote was irrelevant relative to whether or not the executive privilege claim would be upheld. It's not like he actually shielded her. It'd be different if he was the deciding 5-4 that wrote the decision.
Well, that would certainly make it difficult in the bedroom if he didn't, right, Curdy? And that is the problem. Go ahead, Bob.
But just as far as the personality makeup, I've had this impression for a while now, a couple months, that Clarence might actually be exhibiting signs of like battered spouse syndrome, where he don't wear no pants at all in that household. I think he's got his walking orders, and you know, God help him if he crosses old Ginny or Jenny or whatever the heck her name is, you know.
I do know, Bob. I don't know if Clarence Thomas is a cuck, but probably. 844-967-2789. Well, emasculated. I don't know, man. Clarence Thomas is henpecked. I just noticed the guy just started talking in the court after like 25 years. He finally started verbally asking questions. And I'm not sure why the mute at the bar for 25 years, but suddenly I feel like he found a little courage, you know, and now you hear from him, be quiet, Clarence.
Well, and thanks for the call, Bob, and I want to make light of, you know, any sort of spousal abuse, physical or mental, but I do think the timing is certainly suspect in the fact that, you know, Clarence Thomas was all of a sudden in the hospital for a while. I mean, I just think it's suspect. I mean, there was probably, in my mind, the way I see this play out is that, you know, there was a thing. He stressed out. He knew that this was coming down.
Oh, sure. Maybe
and it had
the stress put
impact.
Him in the hospital.
Yes, yes.
You don't think he was faking the symptoms? You don't think went off to the hospital to
No, I don't
what,
think he's pulling Alex Jones to get out of a deposition. I don't think that's the case. But I do think that he probably, again, this is pure speculation on my part, but given the timing of it all, we haven't heard what it was specifically that ailed the justice.
Flu-like symptoms.
Yeah.
Not COVID. No, that's what they described.
No, I get it. And if you are super stressed out, your belly can, you know, hurt a little bit. And given the fact how we've seen him vote, and Curdy, you said it, you know, he didn't break a law by doing this. Well, there's no law against it. So what would stop him from continuing to do this? And certainly there has to be more investigation. I mean, no doubt. I mean, based on what we know now, there's not enough information to say, okay, right now, this very moment, the man must be impeached. But we certainly, I think, have to go down and take an objective look and go down that road. Because if what we're seeing, again, these are only, what, a couple dozen texts? We don't even have the full context of everything that his wife was communicating to this administration with.
But she's not on the court. And it
but
is
her
not
case
a
was
crime
for him.
It is not a crime to fail to recuse. And the standard for impeachment is high crimes and misdemeanors. If you can't point to a crime, you will not successfully impeach.
Do you think
bad
Jenny
morals,
Thomas, from what we know, may have been involved in a crime?
She may get convicted.
Okay. Do you
at
think that if that would be
point,
the case, that
could
that
be? But I'm not even
have
clear what her crime is, what her alleged crime is.
Yes, I mean, but she may have. I mean, it's we don't know. We need more information, right?
We do, but there's nothing in the text messages to Mark Meadows that smacks of criminality. Now, she might be supportive of the greater coup d'etat, but unless we see some evidence that she advanced the coup, well, then she's a criminal.
Well, advanced beyond her support and badgering of the administration, like financial advancement. But again, my point being is that when we look at this kind of information, if she had these discussions with Clarence Thomas, would he then not be part of that conspiracy? And how are we going to, what do we need to do to find out whether or not that actually happened? This is very concerning to me, Crudy.
Well, I don't think you get to depose him and say, what did you and the wife talk about in the bedroom last
night? Well, not yet. Not yet. That's why we need more information.
You'll never get that information. 844-967-2789. I'm sorry, man. Sometimes the good guys don't win. It's in all the
They're
Star
never
going to
win if you don't try.
Think Empire Strikes Back. I mean, sometimes some
come on, man. Think Return of the Jedi, although a much not as good of a movie as Empire Strikes Back. But, you know, eventually the
hey,
good guys win.
You little Ewok, you sit there and be quiet. I'm trying to take some phone calls at 844-967-2789. Although I hear you're Chewbacca in the bedroom. Patrick from Madison. Welcome, sir. What do you got?
Hello, Patrick.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Great
good.
Show.
Thank you.
This might be off the subject a little bit, but this is about Tommy Thompson.
Yes, sir.
I just seen a thing, and I kind of knew, not personally, but knew the guy, and I thought he was fair with the unions and stuff. But I just seen a thing. He's got to consult with Trump about the procedure to run for governor. And I just lost every respect there possibly could
right.
be for him. Because he did more stuff. Well, actually, his wife did. Was a teacher, and I have a son, a teacher, and he did more for raises back then than governors did. But I just thought, what do you think about? I just can't
Patrick,
believe.
Don't you think?
I
don't think that we as Democrats, we as you know, Team Blue, would ever see the logic to go down and bow down the knee at the altar of Trump. But understand, he is still the leader. Talking about Trump of the Republican Party, and if you're running as a Republican, you know you. At least go acknowledge the man's existence. You take the free trip to Florida. You get your scoop of ice cream at the Mar-a-Lago buffet. And you go back and you run the campaign however the hell you want to.
Well,
but Rebecca Clayfish went down there. They all went down there.
Liz Cheney didn't go down there.
Well, Liz Cheney is not running for governor.
Well, she's running for office as a Republican with Donald Trump as the head of the Republican Party, Patrick.
Final thoughts, Patrick.
Well, I guess. I see where you're coming from, but you know, I don't understand the whole Trump thing, so that puts me right there. How people can see what they're pulling and actually vote for that guy again if he did run, he shouldn't even be capable of running again. I mean, but those are my thoughts, and you know, I actually had a lot of respect for Tommy, but after I guess that's the way it is, and maybe he knows better, but. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Patrick.
Yeah,
appreciate
thank you for
you
your
listening.
Thoughts, Patrick. And you never know. I mean, Tommy Thompson could come back and say, you know, I talked with Trump, and I'm just, you know, I disagree with him wholeheartedly. I don't think he's right for the party, da-da-da-da-da. I mean, he could come back and, you know, still be somewhat of a model of independence in that crazy-ass party. But, you know, for some reason, I'm kind of doubting that's going to happen.
You know, I almost did. I am the very model of a modern major general. I won't, though. You know,
thank you.
I like breaking into verse occasionally in this happier happy hour, 844 967-2789. Instead, I'll take your calls. If your name is Wisco Paul, you're next. Welcome, Wisco.
Hey, Wisco.
Hey, welcome back, Dom. Thank you. Hear your voice after. I hope you're a friend down in Florida. It's a pretty cool point. Hey, I'll do the best I can here because I do have a couple of Johnny Blacks in me, so I'll try not to get dumped here. But
do your
all,
best, man.
Yeah, I will. My best. Judy Thomas is a Supreme Court justice. Clarence is just a puppet. So, I mean, that's just the way it is. Whatever she says.
Paul, are you? You're not the puppet of your wife, nor is she your puppet, no. Paul. I've met your wife. She's a nice lady, but she has an independent thought process. I mean, that's a little much. She's not the moving, the power broker that Clarence Thomas is on the U.S. Supreme Court.
Well, I think you're wrong. She's
wouldn't be the first time, but she's damn near the first. Go ahead, Paul.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong. She's the master and he's the puppet. That's the case of my marriage. You know, I'm married to an independent lady.
That's the whiskey talking, Wisco. 844-967-2789. Moving on down the phones. I believe Dave from Mequon will be next. Dave, say hi to my long-lost buddy, Dominic.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, welcome back, Dom. Thanks for taking the call, Creedy. Really quickly, in regards with, Clarence Thomas' wife, from what I understand and reading the text messages or looking back into that, she was engaging in political advocacy, but she's been stating the same position that she largely maintained in public. And I do think that Thomas should have recused himself, but she did not, as far as I'm concerned, I don't see that there was a crime committed there whatsoever. I mean, she didn't advocate overthrowing, the nation. She wasn't.
Well, she did kind of advocate for overthrowing the government. She was praying for it, but she's not. Her advocacy in and of itself is not a crime. There were lots of people right. that didn't think Joe Biden is the legitimate president, right? And wanna right. it's rigged right. and whatever. So the opinion right. in and of itself is not the criminality. I think mm-hmm. where it gets really trick bag is the fact that her mm-hmm. husband was allowed to rule on mm-hmm. her prior non-disclosed text messages.
Those very text messages that prove or at least show or indicate her willingness to go along with the quote-unquote big lie, Dave. And if she mm-hmm. and I think that warrants, if nothing else, more investigation. And if during that investigation, above and beyond the unethical mm-hmm. stance that the justice took in voting on his wife's case, if it goes on and says, well, there's communications between the justice and his wife with regard to overturning and this election, at that point, then is it a concern for you, Dave?
So, that essentially what happened was Meadows had turned over to the Congressional Committee some 2,300 texts, and they included the 29 message exchange between him and
certainly not all of them, Thomas. I'm sure.
Right, but Congress could have subpoenaed those messages directly from her directly without facing executive privilege.
How would they have known they existed, Dave? Who would have considered the fact that a Supreme Court justice's wife is texting the chief of staff to the president during an active insurrection? I mean, Dave, it came as a little shocker to me.
Thanks for the call, man. We got to go to break. But if it was up to Justice Clarence Thomas, nobody would know that.
Just one vote out of nine. At some point, that corrupted vote may be a swing vote. Then it will matter. But on the shielding of the... the missuses, you were probably closer to true when you said, he's doing that just to get a little loving in the bedroom. More Devil's Advocates will bring the love after this short break.
Sedition!
Sedition! Sedition! I'm going to go home and sleep with my wife.
Judicial system!